102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 6:36. Sunday later on today at a high of 83. Well, the big headline over the weekend, the story at the Cincinnati Zoo of the gorilla, Harambe, who was shot after a four-year-old boy found his way through the fencing, the rails at the gorilla pit, and then fell 12 feet into the moat. And I guess Harambe saw the kid fall and scoops the kid up and pulls him over near him.
Right.
Which, in all the description, you know, if
did you see the video?
I have to be there to see the full video. I saw a piece of video, but it didn't give me everything.
No, I
and
got
that was
you.
Frustrating.
I don't know. To me, I saw the video. It looked like he was like almost like the kid hits the moat,
right.
And then the gorilla grabs him and then brings him into him, right?
Right.
And then it looked like it was just chilling, like he was like almost
right.
protecting the kid. But I don't know. Then something else happened, and they ended up having to shoot the friggin' gorilla.
Right.
And
now well,
people
I mean, if your kid falls in. You know, if it's your four-year-old, you know, he'd be like, I got to get my kid out of there before the gorilla. But because you would think the gorilla may do something.
Of course. No, I get
terrible.
It. I get it. But I kind of feel like the zoo people should have turned to the parents like, okay, listen, your kid's in there.
Mm-hmm.
We got to shoot the. If you want us to kill the gorilla,
yeah,
you have to die. We got to kill the mother. We got to kill the mother that let the kid get in there. The
right.
one who took their eyes off the kid who got in there.
Right.
We'll shoot the gorilla. The gorilla that's on the endangered species list, that gorilla, we're going to kill it. But you got to die too. That's the only way this makes any sense.
Yeah. I was just rewatching the video and it reminded me when the boy was pulled over by the gorilla and Harambe was kind of like
right.
just hanging with it. She yells, Mommy's right here. Mommy's... If you're
Where
right
was
there,
mommy 30 seconds
he,
ago when you
exactly.
weren't paying attention to your kid who climbed through a fence and ended up in a moat with a goddamn gorilla? You suck as a parent.
There's like so many things that went wrong, but how does she,
so
and
not,
the four-year-old, the witnesses said, by the way, also, the four-year-old kept saying, I want to go in with the gorillas. Like, witnesses said he kept saying he wanted
right,
to go in the pit.
Right. Now,
how are you not watching this kid?
Now, here's the way this story will end. Not only did they have to shoot this gorilla.
Yes.
The mother will take no responsibility for being a crappy parent at all. None. She'll turn around and she'll sue the zoo who had to shoot the endangered animal because you suck as a mother and didn't pay attention to your kid going near the fence who kept saying he wanted to get with the gorilla. She'll sue and she'll win.
No, she better not.
Stop it. No, she
because,
better not.
Oh, because, you know the, because the zoo's railings weren't really a fence to keep you out. It looked like it was just two metal rails with space in between.
Roger.
Everybody could climb in, so maybe they are at fault. Their fault.
It's no. No.
30 years, nobody ever did that. But now a kid has climbed in. And by the way, the mother posted it on Facebook. The mother posted the whole thing on Facebook and then got just barraged with people yelling at her because she got the gorilla killed.
Right.
And then she had to cancel her Facebook post. I was reading that last night.
Gorilla killer.
Her whole Facebook account.
And what kills me is they're protesting at the zoo because they killed the gorilla.
Right.
How come nobody's protesting at the mother's house because they handed the kid back to the parents? You suck so bad, your kid ended up in a tank with a gorilla.
How did she get the kid back?
They gave the kid back. Don't protest that. Protest the people that stopped that four-year-old kid from being mauled.
Right. See, the whole thing
do
is upside down.
Do we understand how effed up everything is? Do you get it?
Where's CPS when you need them? That's a good point.
I don't know. It's getting difficult to curse. Here's Pat with the roads. Not curse. Sorry. Oh, geez. You got to hear this.
6:43, Roger and JP on BAB. We were just talking about the gorilla story. Cincinnati Zoo over the weekend where they had to shoot the gorilla, the boy who fell in the moat. Here is the actual sounds of what happened when the kid, I guess, got through the railings and then fell 12 feet into the moat, into the gorilla pit. Someone was actually taking video. So here's what it sounded like.
Mommy's right here.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
She's pretty damn calm. Mommy loves you. The
right.
kid is in the pit. That's when the gorilla scooped the kid back and everybody screamed.
My four-year-old just fell in with a gorilla. I'm not saying that daddy loves you. I'm like, what the? Call the cops! Call somebody!
Somebody shoot that.
Right.
Mommy loves you. She sounds very disconnected to the kid.
You think?
That's not the reaction that you would think they would have. You know what I mean?
Mommy's going to get a soda. If you're not still with the gorillas, I'll check by the python.
Be right later. Back. Yeah.
You want a corn dog? I'm going to get you a corn dog. Try and stay away from the gorilla. I'll be right back.
Yeah, that was not the reaction you would expect when your kid is being scooped up by a gorilla. Oh, I guess he calls next, 955-WBAB, 645. So much blame to go around. Three, if you're just waking up or just joining us, we were just talking about the gorilla over the weekend who was shot at the Cincinnati Zoo. His name was Harambe, I believe. And an endangered species gorilla. But what happened was a four-year-old crawled through a fencing and fell into the moat and got scooped up by the gorilla and put next to him in the gorilla pit. And they shot the gorilla. And we were saying, you know, the mom, who's right there saying, I'll be right with you, honey. I'm right here, honey. Like, if you're right, how does that even happen? This guy says we're being too tough on the mom. Go ahead.
It takes 0.2 of a second for a four-year-old to get himself into a load of shit. So if you are a parent, you can understand. I mean, I've never had my son disappear into a gorilla pit. But
no, nobody has.
It sounds like the zoo is at fault here.
How many four-year-olds do you think, how many little kids do you think stood in that same spot, saw the gorillas, wanted to get in with the gorillas, but their parents were actually paying attention to what was going on and making sure their kid didn't end up in with the goddamn gorillas?
How does a kid have the freedom to get in there?
Over 30 years, tens of thousands.
Kids. You guys both have kids.
Right.
You know, you could turn around for a half a second to be like, oh, look at that mom not watching her kid, and that four-year-old was under that bush through that rail. Down in the gorilla pit. Not, I don't know the story. She could have been neglectful, but
30 years.
You know,
now,
keyboard warriors are doing all this crazy stuff. It's like, listen, you guys don't know the story. And like,
30 years. Not
yeah,
one
that's
other.
Why I blame them
30 years. Not one other kid. And I visited that zoo. Not one other kid ended up in the gorilla cage.
Well, there's always a time for it, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I feel bad, horrible for the gorilla, but, I mean, what is protesting going to do besides just...
I agree. God? I think they're protesting the wrong person. I think they don't protest...
Don't protest anybody. Get on with your life.
Well, but that's besides the point.
The future, not the past. Take all this money you're wasting from not going to work and protesting, give it towards conservation for future gorillas. Don't just
for future gorillas.
For future gorillas.
Thanks a lot.
We can't bring that gorilla back, though.
No, not at all.
Thanks, man.
All right, guys.
I mean, he's giving the mom less trouble about it because kids can get away from you.
What, did you have something, Brett?
Jeff Corwin spoke about the whole situation. And
Jeff Corwin, he was the guy who came in and replaced the after Steve Irwin died. He was like the next guy up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Zoos aren't your babysitter. Take a break from the cell phone and the selfie stick and the texting. Connect with your children and be responsible for your children. I don't think this happened in seconds or minutes. I think this took time for this kid, this little boy, to find himself in that situation. And ultimately, it's the gorilla that's paid that price. Also remember that this gorilla is incredibly endangered. They are on the precipice of extinction. No amount of money or biology or science can ever bring back what was lost with the death of this gorilla.
Hmm.
Right.
He makes good points, but now you're in the situation where the kid's next to the gorilla. What do you do?
Now I want to boil it down to exactly. So what's more important?
That's realistic.
What's more important at that point? You know, but these people go, forget it. You know,
and so, well, so many people say, why can't you shoot him with a tranquilizer?
That's what I had originally thought, but apparently they said the tranquilizer wouldn't work in time or something along those lines.
They said that the tranquilizer takes 10 minutes to kick in, and by that time the gorilla would have been agitated after being shot.
Right.
And would have just basically torn the kid apart.
And I say roll the dice. Give the gorilla a fighting chance.
6:54.
A 10-minute window is not rolling the dice.
You don't think?
It's a long 10 minutes.
How do we know? I mean, really?
6:54.
Some point they got to test it out. Also, in 2016, they don't have like a fast acting.
I know.
You know.
I know. You would think. We got a guy on the line who's not happy with the opinion where we're putting, I guess, a little too much of the blame on the mom with the gorilla and the Cincinnati Zoo. The gorilla was shot. Is a 4-year-old kid got into the gorilla pit, fell into the moat, and the gorilla had to be shot so they could save the kid. Seems to me and to you, I guess, it's the mother's fault in that situation. Go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah, I just want to say to JP, you know, when was the last time he was 100% perfect with his kid?
Every day.
Every day. Has he ever made mistakes with his kid in a couple of seconds?
Hey, you know what? I've been to a couple of zoos. You know where my kid didn't end up? in the goddamn gorilla tank.
Yeah, at a zoo, you have to be really on your game.
I've taken my kids' fit.
Being at home, you just might be able to, you know, just turn around for a second. Your kid ends up falling down and he hits his head in a, you know, a concrete block in your driveway or something.
Hey, the kid's four and said, I want to go in the gorilla pit. How are you not holding his hand, letting him know you don't go in there, and making sure you hold his hand until you leave the place?
Give me a break. Come on.
He's four.
Perfect parent.
Well, no, nobody's 100% perfect, but in that situation, with the, you don't let go of the kid's hand. He already said he wanted to go in the pit. And the mother's just, she sounds disconnected. I'm right here, honey, while he's laying down with the gorilla.
I give up. I can't believe that guy was just arguing. Like, that is my fault. Not my fault, but that,
well, you're, you know,
I never claimed to be a perfect parent.
No, nobody does.
You know what I have? Common sense. Common sense tells me if my four-year-old wants to go play with the gorilla,
right,
I got to put my phone down and get on point and make sure I'm holding on to my kid so he doesn't end up with the gorillas.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. Threes, how do you feel about the gorilla situation?
I got some Facebook action.
The gorilla shot over the weekend. Go ahead.
I got some action coming in on Facebook. We'll get some more calls next. This guy Carl said, if your kid keeps saying he wants to go in with the gorilla, maybe you should be watching him better and not take your eye off of him for a second. Plus, I heard she had him on the railing, and he slipped and fell. I don't know how true that is. Those last two callers are the problem with this country. The question, this is, comes from Keith in Islip. Keith, how did a four-year-old get into the gorilla exhibit? I saw a posting that said the mom runs a daycare. Time to go out of business.
Oh, boy.
Now the zoo will be forced to change all the railings, prevent stupid people from doing it again. Here's another Diana. Mommy needs to put the phone away and to pay attention to her kid. That mother is a POS.
All right, there's some of the opinion here on the island about the gorilla and the mother in Cincinnati.
There you go.
More of your calls next at 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. The gorilla, Cincinnati Zoo, that was shot because the four-year-old boy ended up in the moat and scooped up by the gorilla. It looked like the gorilla was protecting him, but they have no choice at that point but to shoot the gorilla. Because the tranquilizers won't work quick enough. It'll just agitate the gorilla, and then he may definitely attack the boy. So they had to shoot him in order to protect the four-year-old. And the big question is, how does a four-year-old get in the gorilla pit? So there's a blame to go around, whether the fencing was good enough or the mother should have been watching him the whole time. But
if
a lot of people think that, you know, don't blame the mother so much because four-year-olds can get away from you.
If that's true and the mother runs a daycare thing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's not so good.
You don't think?
Well, it's always fun to have Randazzo on the line and see what his opinion is about the whole thing. Go ahead, Tony. What's up?
Yo, listen, I just got back from Busch Gardens, okay? Alligators all over the place.
Yep.
Just, you know, crazy place, beautiful place. Kids are running all over the place. 4 years old, 5 years old. Nobody's looking. Nobody cares. These parents are just oblivious. They let them go. They feel like they're in it. They're in it at the zoo. Nothing's going to happen. They let them run all over the place. We're in the pool at the resort. Five-year-old Down syndrome. He's swimming alone. Lifeguards blowing whistles. Where's the parent? Where's the parent?
Ugh.
No parents around. Nobody cares. These parents should have been fixed when they came out. when their parents gave birth, they should have fixed them. Okay? They should have neutered them and spayed them because they're animals. Okay? They're worse than what's in the zoo. They shouldn't be able to breed. And these idiots that call up and say it's the parents? I got three kids. My kids never friggin' fell into a zoo, into a gorilla cage. They never drowned because we weren't watching them. You know why? Because you're parents. Because you stay on top of it. Because you look for them. And you make sure they're with you. You f***ing idiots. Okay, have a good day, bro.
See you later, bro.
Have a good day, Tom. God, I miss him.
Comes in like a lion, goes out like a lion.
Yeah.
Huh?
The beautiful part is he'll carry that anger around with him all day and take it out on anybody who comes into contact with.
Yeah, Ronnie Dogg, the parents of the four-year-old, completely responsible for being neglectful. They should be brought up on charges. That's an interesting look. See, but a lot of parents can understand where the kid gets away from you. That's where that comes from, those last couple of calls. You understand? You're not going to see your kid every second. You're going to miss something. In this case, though, she should have. You're next to the gorilla pit, and he said he wanted to go in. How do you not?
You could use the...